I usually have a house band, and I usually have a co-host, and I usually have an announcer, but instead I have a three-piece band, and that took up the whole stage. So we're just going to do this me. That's all we need, guys. It's going to be fun. The show begins now. Are you ready for some football? It's a Monday night party, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody at the Wonderland Ballroom. Football is now! Guys, the season's going. The NFL season's here, and I am a fan! Guys, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. In fifth grade, I played lineman for the Lombard Falcons. I played tackle. I do not have the body of a tackle. For those listening at home, I have a sweet tight end body. That could be a gay thing or a regular thing. It's up to you. If it was 1973, I would be currently playing for the Chicago Bears and then selling cars in the offseason, making a sweet 30K. That's what they did back in the day. That's the days I love. Well, same amount of brain injuries, though. Horrible things that happen to your brain. Got called faggot every day. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. In sixth grade, I played starting quarterback for the Westchester Chargers. I threw touchdowns because I don't lose. Got called faggot every day. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Seventh grade, repeat. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Eighth grade, tight end, the position I'm for. I'm 6'2". At the time, I probably weighed 180. That's a lot of fucking weight for an eighth grader. But it was like kind of an okay weight. Like, he's a little gutty. But once again, from the Midwest, fit in completely. Not fat at all. Here, overweight. New York, I'm a goddamn obese piece of shit. Anyways, pretty good. Caught a lot of passes, took a lot of head injuries. Didn't get called faggot every day, mostly every other day. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Freshman year of high school, soccer. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Sophomore year of high school, ice hockey. I went to a good school with rich kids. I don't have any money, so I was really bad at that. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Junior year of high school, quit playing sports, started a band, played in other bands, got a girlfriend. No one called me faggot. That's all. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. The rest of my life, I haven't played any professional sports. I haven't played any amateur sports. No one calls me faggot. I'm married to a woman. And as soon as I trying to lose, I kept winning in life. Guys, that's what sports is. Sports is fun regardless of whether or not you play or not. If you play and you do it at a professional level, you have the potential to make a lot of money while you destroy all of your insides. And that's fun for the people that aren't playing to watch. Because even if you hate sports, I'm sure a lot of people that listen to this show absolutely hate sports. That's okay. It brings cities together. Dario. Dario is our fantastic bartender, okay? Dario and I love baseball. I'm a Cubs fan and a White Sox fan. And don't say, oh, you can't be fans of two things. Fuck you. I can compartmentalize. They're two different divisions. He is a Washington Nationals fan, and he gets to make fun of me the entire year because the teams I like aren't as good as the teams he likes. For another thing, he likes soccer. I'm a white man, so I like ice hockey. I get to make fun of him for being here. That's the trade-off we have, guys. Sports bring us together. It doesn't matter if you like the thing. You could laugh at the thing. You guys realize you can go to a bar and pretend to like the team. You know that, right? Yes, it's a boarding rapist and blah, blah, blah. But you motherfuckers listen to R. Kelly, okay? And he does the worst things because he doesn't even lose his brain. He gets paid for little kids to suck him up. That's a fact, guys. Check that out on wikipedia.org. Okay, guys, I'm fired up. I got clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. Here's the one little takeaway from this entire bullshit monologue. This is a monologue, by the way. Friday Night Lights is an amazing show. We could all agree with that. If you don't know what that is, guys, you should watch it. Even if you don't like football, you'll like it. Michael B. Jordan is a charismatic man. He's currently an ad man for Axe. That's not a lie. Connie Britton, a.k.a. Coach's wife, but more importantly, Mrs. Taylor, is the shit. She is an amazing woman. And for the comics in the room and for the comedy fans that listen to the show, she used to date Jason Mantzoukas for years. Jason Mantzoukas is 6 years her minor. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he was the second lead in The Dictator. And he's on Earwolf podcast all the time. He gets to have sex with Mrs. Taylor because he's funny. This is how sports and comedy mash, man. It's amazing. No matter what you do in life, you could like sports. The Dillon Panthers, not a big fan. Those are horrible people. Big fan of Coach Taylor. And that's a fictional show. Guys, we're going to have a magical evening tonight. We have a sort of a weird show tonight. Like I said before, there's no house band, and there's no announcer, and there's no guest host. Instead, we're going to power through this, and we have some old friends, and we have some new friends, and we have a band that I'm very, very excited to hear. And let's start the show. And I'm trying to think right now, for when I edit this, should I put like 5 seconds of like, burr, 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 or should I just talk? How about everybody does like, I yell full hearts, clear, Jesus Christ. I yell clear eyes, full hearts, and then you scream can't lose, and then I will sit and we'll start the rest of the show, okay? All right. You know what's said? I have to check my notes to see what I just wrote. Okay. Clear eyes, full heart. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to have a very fantastic time. Now, you don't have to clap. You don't have to clap. That was good, and then I like let it go on too long, and then it just – you live and you learn. We have a guest on the show tonight, and we usually don't start with stand-up this early, but he's going to do some stand-up because he's been a guest on the show before. Is that okay, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, great. He's been on the show before, and he's a fantastic man, and he let me make fun of him in his hometown of Baltimore, and he's also has a podcast, and it's a very good podcast, and I listen to the podcast, but he's going to do some stand-up first. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Josh Kuderna, everybody. Josh, do your thing.
Yeah. Texas forever, right? Texas forever, right, guys? Hell yeah. Making fun of my town. Hey, it's good to be here. Oh, you want to take a picture? Yeah. Is that what it was? Just look like I'm killing? Take another one. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to put my leg up? Do you want me to look at you? Do you just want to text now? Or
do you know that this is an audio podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. And the people listening at home know that I'm killing. Know it. They know it. Guys, I am excited to be here because I work in an office. That's right. I work in a cubicle. Anybody else slowly dying 40 hours a week under fluorescent lights? Yeah. I wouldn't make that much noise either. I get it. You know, it's not like, yeah, I only have 3 walls and they don't go to the ceiling. Yeah. I hate working in my office because there's no conversation really happening. You know, it's somebody like, hey, any plans for next weekend? What are you doing? PowerPoints, right? Huh? Duck Dynasty? See you later, you know? But occasionally you stumble upon a jewel of a conversation in the office. And this happened to me recently. I work with this super sweet girl. Her name's Shantae. She's from the Midwest, and everything she says, like, kind of from the mouth of babes, she's very honest and unassuming. She's human sunshine, this girl. Her name's Shantae. The best, right? Shantae is talking to me and Eric, a coworker of ours, telling us about TV shows she really likes. And she goes, hey, you guys, I love that show, The Big Bang Theory. And Eric goes, oh, yeah, my wife watches that show. She goes, really? You guys should come over. We'll have a Big Bang party. We'll invite the whole office. Maybe it'll be a marathon. So we're laughing a little bit like you guys, and she's like, what? What's so funny? And I was like, Shantae, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, girl. But I'll do you one better. Why don't we rent a bus with some TVs on it? Watch it on there, right? Get a Big Bang bus going, girl. Yeah, pistols, yes, guns. Well, Shantae didn't get it, you guys. And I had to explain to her and the Wonderland Ballroom, apparently, that Bang Bus is a series of porns. Shantae was not happy about that. Joke landed me in sensitivity training, you guys. Yeah, joke's on them, though, because I'm already too sensitive. Where my sensitive fellas at? Wow, that's the audience here, huh? The loudest sensitive dudes, like, yeah, we can be sensitive together, yeah! Okay, good. Let's hang out later and not make eye contact. Perfect. No, I love Shantae, and she is so nice, and I think she's so sweet because her mom is so sweet. Her whole family's really nice. Her mom calls her from Oklahoma every morning just to say hi. That's nice, right? That's a nice thing. Hey, fuckheads! You sensitive dicks. I'm doing a setup here. Trying to talk about Shantae and real shit. All right? And this fucking Obama, am I right? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm talking about Shantae. She's a coworker that I have. She's super nice. And I think she's so nice because her whole family is really nice, right? Her mom calls her from Oklahoma every morning just to say hi. That's a really nice thing to do, right? Okay. One person. The rest of you guys all hate your mom? Okay. Well, one morning I was in a really good mood. I just got done a bitchin' PowerPoint. I had some hazelnut creamer in my coffee, and I saw Shantae was on the phone, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to talk to Shantae's mom, if that's her mom. And I go, hey, Shantae, can I talk to your mom? Is that who you're talking to? She goes, yeah. Sure, I guess. So she goes, all right, mom, this guy Josh, I sit behind him, and he wants to talk to you. And so she hands me the phone. I put a little bass in my voice because I want to impress Shantae's mom, right? So I grab the phone, and I go, Miss Porter. this is Josh, and I've heard a lot about you, girl. And then on the other end of the phone, I hear this woman go, ooh, my, oh, that voice. Ooh, Lord, oh, my. Oh, I love the voice of a young, strong black man. Oh! Yeah, I didn't know what to say either. Except, me too. You know, it seemed appropriate. We're trying to build a rapport, have things in common. But it got really serious really quick. She goes, yeah, I love your voice, but it reminds me of my husband, and he's passed. And I was like, oh, shit, this is getting real. Cool. Assalamu alaikum. Goodbye. And I just hung up. So things are going well for me and Miss Porter. You guys were doing the long-term relationship thing, but I just took a big step, actually, Brandon. I got her a promise ring. Yeah, promise to crush that pussy, right? Yeah. Sensitive fella, yeah, hell yeah. Guys, it's not all cubicles and crushing pussy for me. That is it. Yep, and I cry while I do it. Thank you. Thank you. It's the name of my first book. Thanks for helping. Now, I like doing comedy, and I recently got to open for somebody pretty famous. I recently got to open for Chris Kattan. You guys know who that is? Oh, wow, a lot of Kattan heads here. Okay. All right. For those that don't know, Chris Kattan, he was in that movie Night at the Roxbury, and he was the guy that wasn't Will Ferrell. All right, I think we got it. Chris Kattan could not have been a bigger dickhead if he tried. Easily one of the worst people I've ever met in my life. And I wanted to like him. I grew up watching him on SNL, and I was excited to open for him. But I had to pick him up from the hotel both days of the shows. He made me late. He never apologized. He was way full of himself. And I'm trying to connect to this guy. We're backstage, right, the first night of the shows. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, how's it going? He's just kind of ignoring me, and he keeps doing this. He keeps going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's real fidgety. So finally, I just go, are you sick? And real quick, he goes, allergies. It's allergies. And I was like, okay. And I was just going to let that slide, but there was a weird vibe in the room, and I think he could feel it. And he goes, yeah, I mean, yeah, allergies. I mean, what's the pollen count today? What's the pollen count? And I go, I don't know, 3, 4, 8 balls? I don't know how you measure pollen in Hollywood. So fingers crossed for Night at the Roxbury, too. But I think the next spot you guys are going to see him is Celebrity Rehab, because Kattan loves pollen. He really loves that stuff. Guys, I am down from Baltimore. I know Brandon besmirched my fine city, but how do you guys feel about Baltimore? Yeah, take that, Brandon, you son of a bitch, who was nice enough to have me on his show. I love Baltimore, and I know it doesn't have the best reputation, but I feel like we're a good city at our core. We mean well. We're just a little rough around the edges, right? What typifies that was my experience the other day. Went downtown. I was going to grab a bite to eat in the Inner Harbor and just go on my way, right? But as I'm getting out of my car, I hear this voice go, hey, man! Where's your coat? And I was like, okay. So it's a little aggressive, right? But it's still a nice thing to say. It's weird as shit. It's been hot as hell. But he's worried about my well-being. He wants me to be warm, you know? The message is right. There's just a PR problem. That's all. So I look his direction. I go, oh, no, I'm warm enough. I'll be okay. He gets closer. He goes, nah, man. I said, do you want some coke? Which is still a nice thing to say, right? Wanted me to have some cocaine. And I had to let him down easy. And he's like almost in my face at this point. I go, oh, no, no cocaine for me. Now we're like nose to nose. And he goes, all right, then. Have a blessed day. And he turned around, walked off, disappeared like some type of coke fairy. It was amazing. And what's truly amazing is I did have a blessed day. So God bless that guy. God bless Baltimore, right? And you know who that guy was? Fucking Chris Kattan. We patched it up. And I needed a blessed day, you guys, because I talked to my dad on the phone recently, and we don't get along too well. Kind of a strained relationship. And before I hung up, I said, I love you. And I forgot to say no homo afterwards. So now I'm like, that dude's going to get the wrong idea, you know? One more? Can I go out on one more? One more? Guys, people want to see racism in things, right? Yeah. Thanks. I've been Josh Cadern. I'll see you guys at the rally. No, I'm just kidding. I think racism is a problem in this country, but sometimes people want to see it when it's not there, right? Like, some people are just assholes or they make a mistake. They're not necessarily fueled by the hate of an entire race. You look very scared, white lady. Don't worry. We're going to get through this. It's okay. You're like, oh, good luck, fella. Good luck. Listen. All right, I feel like I have a good example of this. Last Saturday, I'm outside of this Whole Foods with this group that I volunteer with, because I'm a good person. I volunteer with groups, right? We're outside of this Whole Foods. We're doing our thing. And a large African-American woman walks up. She's tall. She has a shawl on. She has dreads done up in a wrap, right? She walks past us, walks up to a Whole Foods employee who's sweeping the front of the Whole Foods. She says, "Excuse me, do you guys have any watermelons?" It's a fair question, right? We're in summer. We have seasonal vegetables and fruits, right? He looks at her and calmly says, "Fuck you." No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't say that, right? That would be racist and mean. He says, "Let me go inside to check," because I normally have that bin of watermelons, and it was empty. So he goes inside to check. This woman's standing there. She gets a little bored, kind of meanders off, takes a cell phone out, and she's on that, kind of walking away. Meanwhile, a similar-looking woman walks up. Let's call her Black Woman B. Don't know her name. Not a racist, right? But she looks a lot like Black Woman A. She's tall. She has a shawl on. She has dreads done up in a wrap. She walks up. She's now standing where Black Woman A was standing, but with her back to the door. Whole Foods employee comes out, taps Black Woman B on the shoulder and says, "Excuse me, we don't have any watermelons." Insane, right? Isn't that insane? I nearly dropped my God hates fag sign. I was like, whoa. Whoa, sometimes it's an accident. Texas forever, guys. Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose. Thank you.
Josh Gernert is going to sit down now.
Great.
Good job.
Great.
Good job.
Thanks for letting me do an extra joke that didn't do as well.
Have any of your jokes ever received air pistols back at you before? I've never seen that happen. That's pretty cool.
That guy's a plant. That's my dad, actually. Thanks for coming out, man. Air pistols every show. He's the man.
Could I change your Twitter bio to "not all cubicles and crushing pussy for me"?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where it's going to be at. Like I said, the name of my first book is definitely that.
Speaking of names, you have a podcast, and its name is The Digression Sessions.
Yes, The Digression Sessions, Baltimore-based podcast.
Now, you're actually happy to live in Baltimore.
I do enjoy Baltimore.
I didn't mean that as an insult. I apologize if it came off that way.
It was a little loaded, Brandon. I'll be honest with you.
Last time you were on the show, I blatantly insulted your town, and I don't want to do that again.
Uh-huh.
I like your town.
Uh-huh.
I like the people in your town.
Uh-huh.
I like the food in your town.
Thank you.
I like the bars in your town.
I feel like there's a big butt coming.
I don't like that you kind of have to have a car.
Okay.
That's a huge problem for me.
Okay.
I like your teams. I like your sports teams. You don't have an NBA team or a hockey team. That bothers me.
Right, right, right. We got a soccer team.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm important. Okay, now.
You're important?
Why did you start the podcast?
It was really, I started out doing improv. That's how I got into comedy. I'm with the Baltimore Improv Group, and I just really was an excuse to hang out with funny people, really.
Aren't you also in bands, or are you used to be in bands?
I wasn't, yeah. That's how I started a long time ago. I played in bands, but then my friend did stand-up, and then he's like, and I listen to podcasts because I'm in a cubicle. If I couldn't listen to podcasts, I would have killed myself a long time ago.
What's the main podcast that keeps you from killing yourself?
Oh, man. I'm a big fan recently of The Champs and Harmontown. Those are two that I'm really into.
I would say we should plug those, but they don't need any plugs.
No, they're good.
Yeah, they're
good.
Fine.
Yeah, no.
So you like white males?
I'm a big fan of white males.
I get it.
I'm a big and lady podcast.
Name one.
You know, the chicks cast. Chelsea Peretti does a thing. I think.
Baltimore, everybody. I've noticed that a lot of the Baltimore comics aren't just stand-ups, where a lot of the D.C. people are just stand-ups. There seems to be a lot more cross-pollination in your city.
Yeah, there's more of a chance to do improv up there. I think, there's a lot down here, too, a lot of chances, but I feel like in Baltimore, definitely when you're doing improv up there, and then there's so many chances to do, like, smaller shows, people just hop on those, and then it kind of evolves.
You guys also get to do a lot of shows in like loft spaces and like art spaces. We don't get to do that. Maybe I'm just jealous of your city.
Really?
Property here is expensive.
I feel like
those don't exist here. They used to, but they don't exist anymore. It's really hard to find anything. There's a great house show scene here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not like warehouse loft spaces like you guys have. It's amazing.
So you're saying that we're so poor that all of our warehouses are empty.
Yeah, somewhat. See, here's the thing. I think you're a very funny man. I'm going to whisper this so they don't hear in the back. But everyone on the podcast can hear.
I like this.
This is the thing I do, right?
Yeah.
The show started as like a serious one-on-one show for like a year. It was like a Fresh Air style interview show. And I loved it. And I got to meet a lot of people that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you guys do.
Yeah.
You're not usually recording in front of people, right?
No, we're doing our first live show soon, though.
Where is it at?
It's going to be at the Wind-Up Space, September 26th.
The Wind-Up Space. Let me.
Would you want to be a guest, maybe?
Course,
and I can grill you on DC?
Of course. I love the Wind-Up Space. Yeah, it's a fantastic venue. Yeah. But I'm whispering now, so in the back they don't hear me.
Yeah, fuck these people.
So that's what I agree with. Seriously.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many things. So if I raise my voice,
yeah.
By the way, do you ever notice that when people on tattoo shows, like shows about reality competitions and tattoos, uh-huh. are about to fight, yeah. they like get as close as possible. Yeah. It looks like they're going to kissy kiss.
You just want them to so bad. Yeah, that's why you watch every week, though. You're like, this is the week. Yeah, this is the week.
But they never
kiss.
And
then their microphones might touch, and then their beards will tickle you while they kiss.
But there's always one guy that's like cleanly shaven. But he's got full tats. It's like, bro, pick a side. It's like, how could you be like messy and clean? What the fuck? Like, I have a thing. Like, your hair, kind of like my hair, but you're clean shaven. I'm messy. I look like 1993 about to get divorced. Like, I understand how my hair is. Anyways.
I like, do you think that I could grow a beard? That's nice of you.
Oh, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 19. No, I'm kidding. 55, right? I look great. Thank you.
Do you do any needle drugs?
Because I live in Baltimore?
So great for 55.
Needle drugs. No, I don't do any needle drugs.
Isn't that a fun thing to say to ask people?
Yeah. It's a great way to open it.
Do you do heroin? Crack? Do you do needle drugs?
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's a nice way to open it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Casually I was like, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. On the way here. Yeah.
I think that's fun. See, I think it's weird because that actually backfired and worked. I thought it was.
Now they're paying attention, right? Like, these fucking pieces of shit.
No.
I love them.
Now where's that bit?
That was a fun bit.
Isn't it fun?
I'm having fun, man. Thanks for having me on.
Here's the thing with your show. It's kind of like Marin's show in that, like, if the guest is good, the whole show is good.
Oh, yeah. It's a little guest dependent.
What do you do when it's a horrible guest? I'm not trying to make a shitty joke right now. I'm not. It's a serious question.
I don't think we've ever had anybody horrible, but it is.
I'm not asking for names either, if that helps.
I wasn't about to give any.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of one-on-ones, which is different. It's a lot harder. Normally, if you have a co-host, you kind of lean on them.
You think that's harder?
One-on-one?
Yeah.
Yes and no. You can connect to that person easier, but then, like you're saying, if the guest really is like one-word answers and that type of thing, you definitely have to put it on your back, and you're like, all right, we're going to go up the hill on this one, and it's kind of on me. But I enjoy that. It's like a whole new set of comedy muscles, you know what I mean?
I like it because it's similar to – this is weird. I'm complimenting myself in a dumb way. Back when I started the show, it was a mixture between like people that people know and just like no ones. And not no ones and like they're bad people. Just like no one knows who they are outside of a small circle.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Uh-huh. Is it weird when you have a friend on the show that just isn't good?
Yes and no. We've tried to limit that. We've had the show for like 3 years, and now I'm trying to really focus on people, not that have credits, but people that are doing bigger things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it easier to do a show in Baltimore because you're one of the few people that are doing a show like this?
Yeah, so it is easier, and I've actually been coming out and been able to do mobile stuff. I just got a Zoom H4N.
That's what we're using tonight. Give it up for Zoom, everybody.
Sponsor. Three people up front, like, is that racist too? I don't know what he's talking about.
I like your shoes.
Oh, thank you. They're Pumas. Hey, Brandon, this is an audio podcast. I just want
to... You have to describe your shoe now.
It's covered in swastikas.
That's that improv skill you got.
That's what I say about everything.
It's covered
in swastikas. Did you make soup? It's covered in swastikas. I say it in a high-pitched voice.
That could not have gotten less of a laugh.
No. Oh. Wow, way to yes and. Way to yes...
So Brandon, yes and swastika bits.
All right,
maybe that's the problem in the 40s. You know what I mean? Too many heralds going on. Maybe it was a real long herald.
Look, man.
Josh can be found online. The Digression Sessions podcast. It's once a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every Monday.
It's a good podcast. I highly recommend listening to it.
Currently in the running for best podcast in Baltimore with the city paper. There.
Who's your competition?
A bunch of assholes. Don't even vote for them. Don't worry about it. Vote for us, the Digression Sessions. The guy rolled his eyes. I'm not going to do that.
Not the Washington City Paper, City Paper.
Yeah.
They're different. They're the same title.
Yeah, I know. We have citypaper.com, though, so suckit.net.
I think it's just washingtoncitypaper.com.
Look, I don't even know what it is. I don't even care.
You're a funny man. September 26th is the first live show.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll be doing the Benson Ball on the 4th.
And that'll be a fun show. Are you doing my show or the other show? Are you with me or no?
I'm with you. The first show, Black Cat.
We're going to be at Black Cat backstage. You should buy tickets to that now because our last show there sold out well in advance, and this one's going to sell out well in advance,
too.
Hell yeah. I'm excited that you're doing this. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Texas forever.
Yeah.
Put your hands together for Josh Cadorna, everybody.
Thank you.
Good job, Josh. Alyssa, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Are you excited to do this? Wendy, are you glad you already did this? Are you glad you already did this? Okay, good. Because it's going to be harder for her. She's got a big rock to push up that mountain. You want me to stand up and give you a polite intro? I'm going to give you a real intro. Okay, you could stand there or do this. I might put this at the top of the show. This is the exciting stuff. One of the best things about being an adult is you could stand like this. For the listener at home, I'm leaning on a chair, gut out, crotch hidden, pointing at the youth of America. If I go to any field dressed like this, I could point at any team and get my fucking way. I'm teaching the kids how to play sports, bonding experiences. We're going to do this together. We're going to take down the Dillon Panthers. Now we're East Dillon, by the way. We're on season four. Season four! They got it back. Ended strong. Best finale ever. Twin Peaks, what the fuck was that? An amazing show. I highly recommend that show. She's here to make you laugh. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Put your hands together for Alyssa Cohen, everybody. She's going to do it.
Holy shit. Holy shit. That was a lot of energy. How are you guys doing tonight? Everybody good? Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, I get it. I've been having a great day. I got 99-cent tacos and a bitch wasn't one. It's been a good fucking day so far. I was watching TV, and this guy referred to himself as Chief Meteorologist. I was like, that guy doesn't even look like a native. I don't think he is legit. He might have to quit. That's really unfortunate. One of my friends came up to me. He's like, I got an honorable discharge. I'm like, I don't care how polite that shit was. You need to get it checked out. You could be really sick. And you wouldn't even know it. Somebody at work came up to me and they're like, hey, Alyssa, I got a question that you may or may not be able to answer. I was like, yeah, you outlined all the possible outcomes of this situation right now. Either one, man. My roommate came home. She brought a spider plant with her. I was like, what the fuck is that? She's like, this is a spider plant. Yeah, a spider plant? So I stepped on it until it died. Exactly. Like, she wanted to put a jar on the top of it and put, like, a paper underneath and, like, slide it outside. I was like, none of that pussy shit for me. That's do this the real way. Woo. You guys, I don't talk like that. I don't say pussy shit. I don't know why I did that. Here's a fun fact. I'm actually from Nevada. I am from the West Coast. Yeah, you could cheer for that if you want. That doesn't really mean anything. That means I've been to Idaho. I'm not proud of that. I've been to Idaho. Here's a little bit of backstory for you. You guys, I'm Asian, so this is for the podcast listeners. I'm Asian, so if you ever need a rickshaw really fast, take a wheelbarrow, turn it backwards. You're done, son. You got that shit. So I was I was telling jokes in Idaho. I was in a place called Pocatello, Idaho. And I asked him, I was like, hey, do you guys have any Asians in Idaho? It was like dead silence, awkward silence. And then one guy was like, maybe at the college. Like, what? That's your insult? Some other guy's like, we have a college? Shit. I did that same thing in Boise. I was like, hey, Boise, you all look pretty white. Do you guys have any Asians in Boise? Awkward silence. And then one guy was like, we got one now. You can't annex people. Idaho, you can't annex people. They brag about how they have such a low rate of crime, but they have a really high rate of people who look like they'd commit crimes. Like, it's just a lot of wife beaters I saw there. Like, the thing and the other thing. Right. Don't worry about that. You guys, I had to find out the hard way that a pedometer counts your steps and not how many child touchers are in your neighborhood. Yeah, exactly. Walked around my neighborhood for like 2 blocks. Like, I was just like, man, there's no way there's like 2,000 pedophiles around here. I didn't think my neighborhood was that bad. I actually got a real pedometer and put it on my foot, walked around for the whole day. And like for the whole day, I walked half a mile, a full half a mile. It's like I walked half a mile in my own shoes. I have no idea what I'm going through. I don't know any of this shit at all. You guys, you think Florence and the Machine has a hard time having concerts because there are so many people like from the 90s raging against the backing band? You think that's... Yeah. Oh, man, you're going to love this one. So, music jokes. Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship, and then Jefferson Starship became Starship, but then NASA ended their space program, and so now they're just Jefferson Airplane again. And, yeah, see, that was more of a truth as a instead of a joke. all right. That's okay. We'll get through this, guys. We got this. Let me tell you something. I think it's funny that they call it fasting because it's probably the slowest way to die. No? Boom, because I thought that joke was gold. I've been reading a lot about asthma. That shit's breathtaking. Die. We need someone on the drums because I need a rim shot. You guys, I wish Captain Hook would just go to the secondhand store so he could shut the fuck up, right? That guy likes it. You people are going to take that home. You're going to put it in your pocket. You're going to take it home and you're going to like think about it later and be like, that was not bad. I wonder how much the battery store charges, but boom. Okay. Do you guys like impressions?
Yeah.
All right. I got some really good impressions. I'm very excited to display them for you. Here's my first one. Hold it right there. That was a really militant bathroom attendant. That joke's for people with dicks. Because I don't know what that's like. All right. Second impression. You ready for this? Long-time listener, first-time caller, that was the NSA. When they finally decide to talk to you. Here's another one. Life's a grave. Dig it. I think that was the Undertaker from WWE.
I like
that one. Yeah, see, I, you know what? We're going to go home and think about that one fondly. Everyone else is just like, fuck that joke forever. All right, here's a better one. Okay, I don't want to do that one. So somebody came up to me and they were just like, hey, Alyssa, I saw your best friend. Your best friend. She was in a nightclub bathroom and she was cutting cocaine with a credit card. And I was like, oh my God, that wasn't my best friend. She doesn't have credit. It was probably someone else who looked like her. I heard whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so I think that's the best place to have your unwanted pregnancy. All right, roll with me on this one. It doesn't get too mean. You're like in the hospital. They're like trying to give you your kid. And you're like, no, 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 no. That's not how this works. You gotta keep that. Besides, the house always wins. All right. Anybody bring a baby tonight? No? Okay. So baby commercials are weird. I saw one for pull-ups, and the kid in the commercial was like, Mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now. I was like, hey, I call shenanigans on that kid, because you can't call yourself a big kid if you're still shitting your pants. It's just not cool. I think baby monitors are the worst, because if you think about it, baby monitor is just a set of walkie-talkies where one side doesn't work. That blows, because at that point you can't be like, hey, baby. Shut up. Stop crying. Over. All right. Half this fucking audience appreciates good walkie-talkie etiquette. That's great. That's fucking great. I'm gonna leave you with one more. You guys, are we sure it's an ice cream truck? Or is it just an optimistic ambulance? This guy's getting his tonsils taken out. It's probably both. Thank you very much, everyone. My name's Alyssa Cowan.
Alyssa, sit down. Good job.
Right. I get to sit down. I didn't.
You seem like a very mean roommate. Based on your jokes.
I am the worst roommate ever. My roommate's not even here. I was just like, here's my dog, take care of it. I'm gonna tell jokes.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Adams Morgan.
And you have a dog?
Yes.
Really? Apartment or house?
Apartment. My address is 18
Are you on Columbia?
No, I am on Colorama.
So you're right by the Harris Teeter and all that stuff.
Yes, the secret Harris Teeter.
Is that a secret Harris Teeter?
I feel like it's a secret. It seems like a fortress.
It's great.
Like, I've never found it.
Really? It's literally down the street from you.
I'm kidding. So I've been there once.
How old is your dog?
She is a year and a half.
What kind of dog is she?
She is a Jack Russell Terrier Bichon Frise.
So very small. A very
yes.
small dog.
Aww,
so this is
yeah.
what we're going to do. You're going to talk quietly to me the same way Josh was right. talking because it's fun in the back. Now is the time you get to say anything horrible you wanted to say about the people in the back,
yeah.
but they can't hear you because they're talking over it.
Just fuck them.
No. This
okay,
level.
No,
this
don't,
level.
Don't
no,
fuck
you can
them.
Say whatever
Sorry.
You want.
Fuck them.
You don't have to do that. Just
Okay,
that's
fuck perfect. Them.
Why fuck them? Maybe they're just busy. Maybe they're ordering drinks. Maybe they've enjoyed
that's
your
true.
Set so much, and now
they're
they want to have a refreshing cocktail made
that's
by Dario.
True.
Maybe you
true.
Made them laugh so hard their mouths have become parched and dry.
That's
so maybe you shouldn't
like,
say
I can't
fuck.
Do this.
Maybe be like, hey, it was cool that they stuck around.
That is true.
Do you miss Nevada ever?
Always.
Seriously, I can't tell.
Well.
Is it weird to talk to someone you've just met this close with the two microphones? For the listener
no,
at home, we're
cool.
a foot apart.
It's
we're a foot apart. We're making eye contact. You're wearing blue glasses.
Yes.
And I'm wearing brown glasses.
You are.
Okay.
You got a pin.
I got a Chicago Bears pin on.
You have a jacket.
I have a jacket on. You have a cardigan on.
Yeah, I got a cardigan. This is from a thrift store.
What thrift store?
One in Nevada.
What's it called? Let's give plugs.
It's called Goodwill.
Let's plug.
It's very regional.
So guys,
it's a local place.
Check out Goodwill in
yeah,
Nevada.
Definitely,
it's a good spot.
If you want to go there, it's near the Taco Bell.
Go to the Taco Bell in
near
Nevada.
The
There's
Bell.
One Taco Bell in Nevada.
Yeah.
What about Frugalista?
I don't know what Frugalista is.
Okay,
Frugalista.
Watch this. I'm gonna say something from Friday Night Lights really
okay.
loud, and then they're gonna be quiet in the back. Watch
okay.
this. Watch
okay.
this. Just don't do anything. Clear eyes, full hearts. That kind of worked. Not as
yeah,
much as I'd
like
it to, but it kind of worked.
That was like half good, half working.
Well, that's still a victory sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? You got to play to the end of the game. There's a gentleman over there. I'm so glad that you came. Thank you. I'm not going to talk about you specifically or name names, but he seems very frustrated. He has his hand on his forehead. He's portraying his disgust with
yeah.
his body, and that's good. And that's a healthy way. I'm serious. That's a healthy way to behave as an audience member, and I appreciate that.
Don't let
completely agree with you.
Anyone body shame you. We're all about the bass and the treble here.
Actually,
we like them all.
That song is kind of sexist. So
okay.
I'm just fucking around. Did you have a fun time?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you were here. You got any plugs?
I have a Twitter. Maybe follow that.
I don't know about that. I don't know if we should plug. Yeah, what's your Twitter?
Alyssa Pants.
Alyssa Pants?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a nickname.
You're not even wearing pants. You're wearing a skirt.
I never wear pants is the sad part. It's a long... It's the nickname's been around for a long time.
Did you say my nickname Alyssa Pants is a long story?
No. It's just been around for a long time. Since high school, I never changed it.
You've had Twitter since high school?
No, well...
How old are
no.
you? 19?
I 26.
You're 26, okay.
So, I'm going to be doing the Benson Ball.
Doing the Benson Ball. Where are you doing the Benson Ball?
I'm doing it here.
You're
in this
doing
lovely
it,
place.
We yeah.
On the 3rd.
Yeah. Do you like Friday Night Lights?
Do I what?
Do you like Friday Night Lights?
I've never seen the show.
You need to leave now. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Alyssa Cohen. Go home and watch Friday Night Lights. We'll be right back.
chop size, but I'm sorry. Going down, get a second screamer.
Thanks, Karen, everybody.
Talk real quick.
Yo. Hello, everybody. We're me and Karen. Karen and I. Me and Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Down, 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 down
Thank you.